And what about cat people? Reporter Lynn Soprell brings us these words from those who consider themselves a breed apart.
As Colette said, the loneliest times in my life have been the times when there were no cats in it. You know, I just can't imagine living without them.
He's a Manx, which means he has absolutely, absolutely no tail whatsoever. And his eyes are like those of an alien when he's looking at you.
I feel as if I have to try and protect my territory at times.
You can be attacked at any moment. Gotcha.
And so the cats over there, the wild cats, sort of run wild. Well, our cats go over there periodically and visit. On Friday nights, usually, to drink beer and carouse, I think.
So Lewis was all alone, and then a friend gave me another cat, an orange cat. I have two orange cats. And my children wanted to name this cat Sacagawea to go with Lewis and Clark, the deceased Clark, and I said, no way, because I am not standing outside at night yelling, here's Sacagawea. I mean, I've always believed you have to give a cat a name. You're not ashamed to yell on the back porch.
Come here, kitty-coo, come here, kitty-coo. They have their own door, their own cat door with a special balcony that my husband MC built especially for the cats.